Get energized and excited to tell the world, hey, you can call me Catholic. Live from the Christ Cathedral campus in Garden Grove, California, EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network and Orange County Catholic Radio present Call Me Catholic with Peggy Normanton.
Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, sometimes you have to look for it, but it's there, that sliver of God's goodness that shines a light on our day and gives clarity to everything around it. That's what St. Paul wants us to seek out and dwell on. Some days are easier than others for that exercise, but the pure, the honorable, the excellent, it's there, it's accessible, and it's worthy of our praise. That's our story, and we are sticking to it here on Call Me Catholic, where we like to talk about the good stuff. That's where we're headed this hour. I'm Peggy Normanton, and you have arrived at Call Me Catholic, a light and hopefully good and enriching conversational hour that's intended to affirm, explore, and celebrate our Catholic identity in these modern times. So we can all wake up and say to the world each and every day, oh yeah, you can call me Catholic. And this is all made possible through the wizardry of my engineer-in-chief fact-checker, Jimmy G. He's the one who gets us on the air. We're in a heat wave, Jimmy G.
Even though it's 147 degrees, we're still making it happen.
Yeah, we have to give our listeners a weather report.
Because maybe not that.
I haven't been giving weather reports lately because it's kind of a climateless area that we live in. But folks, it's hot. I mean, the heat is on here in Southern California. I think yesterday, they've been predicting serious heat. But, you know, they predict a lot of things in Orange County that never come out of the sky. So yesterday I met my husband for lunch and we walked out of the restaurant and I went, whoa, it's like a wall of heat just kind of stopped us in our tracks. So it's hot. So there you go. We have no marine layer left in the summer, in these summer days.
Well, I always think of those who are really vulnerable to the heat. You know, it's the little ones, it's the elderly and pets.
Pets,
you know,
I know.
And people who, you know, forget about things when the car can heat up to a million degrees. You know?
I know. Well, so. And close your blinds, stay hydrated.
Right, exactly.
And get those little spray bottles.
Right.
Keep you cool.
Very helpful.
Okay. By the way, Jimmy G and I are coming to you from high atop the Tower of Hope on the sizzling Christ Cathedral campus in the Diocese of Orange between Los Angeles and San Diego counties. Now, if you want to check out the weather inside our studio, cloudy with a chance of meatballs. That was a children's book.
Yeah.
Now, you can watch us working here in our studio by going to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/callmecatholic. And Marvelous Matt, our studio assistant, has put up a live stream of the show. So, in fact, you would have seen right before we went on, we were dancing with our guests here to the intro music. Doing the Watusi or something.
How can you not dance? I mean, to that music.
Well,
you know,
now I have to say, when our managers decided, our management decided we should go to this live Facebook stream, I was a little wary at first because I'm comfortable with my voice, but I thought, wow, now I've got to be camera ready. And, you know, as we get older, we get a little more self-conscious about those nuances in our appearance that suggest we're aging. And just to be clear, nobody in this studio right now is old. Nope, old does not get through that doorway. Mature, yes.
Mature.
Senior in age.
Seniors.
Sure, come on in. But if you call yourself old, well, gosh, we might not have a lot to talk about. Old is a state of mind, right? George Burns said, you can't help getting older, but you don't have to get old. That man was full of wisdom.
I'm going to write that down.
Full of wisdom and whimsy. Even Jesus said we have to become like children to enter the kingdom of heaven. So aging is just a process. You can't avoid it. But you can embrace it and celebrate all the different seasons of life as you enter into them. You know, when I was a little bit younger and smoother, I might have been, you know, smoother, younger back in my 20s. But would I like to return to my 20s and be a single 20-something? No, thank you. You can have that chapter. It's overrated.
Yes.
Every decade of life brings blessings. Jimmy G, do you remember a humorist author called Irma Bombeck?
Oh, I sure do.
Yeah. She was one of my idols when I was a young writer. She was so funny, and she had an article just about in every newspaper syndicated. She wrote a lot of books, too. Always had something to make you laugh, just kind of hit that point home. And pertinent to our conversation right now, she said, this was a quote from Irma Bombeck. She said, in our 40s, we worry about what people think of us. In our 50s, we don't care what people think of us. And in our 60s, we realize that nobody's really thinking of us anyway. I love it.
She was classic.
She said just things hilarious. In a witty and sort of wholesome way.
Yeah.
So getting older does bring its blessings. We're going to talk about that very subject on our show today. Let's call it aging gracefully. Of course, our good Catholic Church has always recognized the dignity and value of each person at every stage of life. But the whole definition of being elderly is changing. You know, it used to mean it was a person who needed, they received care from others, you know. But now we see getting older as a change in lifestyle. It certainly offers some unexpected blessings as well as challenges. And we have got a couple of guests in the studio today who have always been ahead of the curve when it comes to predicting lifestyle trends for the Catholic population. Dave Navarez founded CatholicSingles.com back in 1977. It was the original online dating service for Catholics. And it also happened to be how he met his darling wife, Trish. That's a lot of trouble to go to meet
him. I think it was, was it 97?
Yeah, okay. So today, he's our silent guest right now. He's nodding if you're watching him on Facebook. So today, Dave and Trish Navarez are launching a new online enterprise called CatholicSeniors.com. They have come of age. It's a full service lifestyle resource for the mature Catholic. Let's call it that.
Yes.
It's a fantastic concept, and they'll be with us in a minute to share the good news of this comprehensive online resource for Catholic seniors. And since it's a brand new concept, we're going to invite you listeners to call in. Maybe you have some suggestions or comments for Dave and Trish. So write down this number and be prepared to call us in the next few minutes. The number is 714-282-6034. They will welcome your input in this conversation. The number again is 714-282-6034. We're going to be talking about their website, CatholicSeniors.com. But first up, it's our Call Me Catholic Countdown. And since we're talking about aging gracefully today, I am going to offer my top five best blessings of getting older. And of course, that's relative. I mean, we're always getting older, but maybe crossing into those senior years, which could be defined by any number of markers. Some people say it's 50 when you get the discount at the theater. Some people say it's 65 when they enter Medicare, right? But you kind of know when you've hit it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. My top five favorite blessings of getting older.
The Call Me Catholic Countdown.
Well, I'm glad you used that upbeat intro, too, and not kind of the somber.
I guess I could have gone with that
recessional
one, yeah.
Into the grave one. Okay. Number five. We gain perspective. Now, I think as we get older, we begin to recognize as we look back God's providence in our life. We see where God was trying to take us, and we see the times when we got in his way. And as we age, we recognize more profoundly what's really important in life. Not the things, but the experiences and the relationships. Mm. And it does take time to really recognize that. The memories that are precious and nourish us are not the moment we got our biggest flat screen TV, but it was those dinners you enjoyed with your family and friends. It was trips you took, laughs you enjoyed with other people, even the shared moments of grief that you had, that intimacy with other people. Those are the things that really endure through life and color you and give you perspective on what's important. Okay, number four, I would say freedom. I hope that as we get older, we feel liberated from the expectations of others. And this is where I know I'm not old yet, because I still worry very much about that stuff. You know, interesting. I told my mom my mom is an absolutely magnificent 94 today. But I think it was about 30 years ago when she was sharing with me over the phone some distress in her life that was brought on by social circumstances. And I remember saying to her, "Mom, by the time I get to be your age, I'm only going to be worrying about two things, and you should too, what you want to do and what's the right thing to do."
Hmm.
And she said, "Well, why are you going to wait until you get to my age to adopt that lifestyle?" So, you know, it's really liberating to just not worry about what other people think and just do what you know is the right thing to do. And then in addition to that, what you want to do, and not try to please everybody all the time. And I think that takes age.
Good advice. Yeah. Good words.
Albert Einstein once said, "I have reached an age when if someone tells me to wear socks, I don't have to." Those are the words of Albert Einstein.
Yes.
Okay. Number three, I would say a great blessing of getting older is senior discounts. Now, I mentioned earlier, you know, you can get them as early as 50. And I think of the oldest, I mean, 65 is at least when they start. They're different for stores. But this is a word to retailers out there that offer senior discounts. Don't actually offer them. Let the customer ask for them. Because,
yeah.
Nobody likes to be 40 and be asked if they'd like the senior discount. That will send you running from that store. So I know you're well-intentioned, but don't offer that. Just post it so people can ask for it.
I do know there's a lot of 40-year-olds who, if they're checking out at the grocery store, if they get carded, that's kind of a nice thing.
Oh, you mean if they're trying to buy alcohol,
right,
or
exactly.
Cigarettes? Yeah. That hasn't happened to me for a while. You know, if you go to places like Chicago, though, my husband and I were in the Chicago airport. They card you. They card you no matter what.
Interesting.
And believe me, they knew we were over 21. You know, some places it's just kind of a mandatory thing. Or maybe it's a matter of diplomacy. They do it for everybody.
When they stopped carding me, I thought, okay, well, I guess that's that.
Too bad. I think that's when you stopped drinking too, wasn't it, Jimmy G?
Yes.
Okay. Number two is that you see people differently. I think you see God's image in people more readily. Now, this is a very sweet dimension of my mom that I've noticed. When we're out in a crowd or when we're at church or in a restaurant, she's aware of every. I think maybe because maybe her hearing isn't as good as it used to be, so she's not hearing everything immediately around her, but she's noticing all the people around her. And she never passes a young family that she doesn't stop and say, oh, it's beautiful to see your young family together. You
How
look
sweet.
Like you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
She never passes a baby that she doesn't look down and smile at him. And I think she sees something that we might overlook. She doesn't like little dogs, though. That's a new thing she has developed an aversion to. She doesn't see God's image in little dogs.
I can relate.
Okay, number one blessing of getting older would be faith. I mean, I do think that as we get older, our faith in just deepens. It forms roots from experience that you just cannot gain when you're in the midst of your middle age concerns and stresses. I just think that there's a beauty and a dimension to faith. You see, you have perspective, and you can see how young people maybe don't have that same perspective. I think little children do, but I think once you get into, you know, from adolescence on, you sort of don't have that same perspective.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful thing, and I love embracing my faith. It has certainly come. That is a dimension of getting older that I feel old for that.
I'm with
you. Okay, there you have it. That's my developing top five list of the blessings of getting older. Another blessing of getting older is that you will be able to access a very cool new website called CatholicSeniors.com, brought to you by the great David and Trish Navarez, who made CatholicSingles.com such a success. They are with us in the studio today to tell us about this terrific new resource for Catholics who consider themselves seniors. Now, senior is one of those terms you need to self-identify. I hesitate to call anybody a senior citizen. I let them identify themselves as that first. So stay with us because we have a great show for you today, regardless of your age. Great conversation ahead. I'm Peggy Normandin, and you're listening to Call Me Catholic on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
And Crest in the Afternoon looks at all of life through the lens of Scripture and the teaching of the Catholic Church. Church teaching is the light by which we view the world, and so we'll explore everything, from abortion to Hollywood, and from the First Amendment to the United Nations, and everything in between. Following St. Paul, we're seeking transformation through the renewing of our minds.
Cresta in the Afternoon with Al Cresta, Monday afternoon, 4 Eastern, on EWTN Radio. 60 on 10 with Monsignor Charles Pope.
The second commandment, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. The disclosure of a name in the ancient world belonged to the order of trust and intimacy. And so when God revealed his name to Moses, it was an extraordinary outreach to us, saying that we were called to an intimate, trusting relationship with him. And so we should always reverence this name as a great, great gift. We should obviously never use God's name to curse or to blaspheme or to berate others. That's wholly inappropriate. God's name is meant to bring blessing. And likewise, the vain use. Vain means empty. And so some of these expressions like, oh my God, or, you know, and so on, need to be avoided as well. Vain means empty. And those are using God's name as an empty kind of expression of exasperation. And then finally, never ever to use God's name to swear an oath falsely. The second commandment, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
The EWTN home video highlight for July is They Might Be Saints, The Martyrs of La Florida. The horrific persecution of priests and Catholic Appalachian men, women, and children had been lost to the ages. Until now, hear the untold story of thousands who died for their faith in Florida. Order your DVD at EWTNRC.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or call 1-800-854-6316.
helping you navigate the daily struggles and blessings of life. This is Call Me Catholic with Peggy Normandin.
Hello and happy hot Saturday, everybody. It's crazy hot here in Southern California. I suspect, okay, my guest is dancing again. I guess we better dance. We still got the music on. I suspect it is hot in most parts of the country today. I am Peggy Normandin, and today on Call Me Catholic, we've got a couple of very cool guests who dance to our intro music, Jimmy G, and they're going to give us some relief from the heat that's outside. They're going to keep it cool inside here. These are not just guests, by the way. They're favorite frequent friends of Call Me Catholic. David Navarez, you know, founded CatholicSingles.com back in 1997, got ahead of the online dating trend with a site dedicated to Catholics seeking a long-term relationship. It certainly worked for him. It's how he met his wife, Trish, and they have been working together since they got hitched in 2011. And today, the team of David and Trish Navarez are launching a new online enterprise for Catholic seniors. It's called CatholicSeniors.com, a super comprehensive lifestyle resource for mature Catholics, and it's about to get launched, and it's going to enrich the lives of so many Catholics, let's say over the age of 50. Hey, David and Trish, welcome back to Call Me Catholic.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good morning.
How would you define senior? I mean, is there an age where you're going, okay, this is our audience starting at this age?
Well, we did say kind of 50 and over. Okay. For senior, I certainly, when I hit my 50s, I was going to take those discounts that you talked about earlier.
Yeah, but not before.
I would have took them at 40, though.
Well, but you don't like being identified as a senior at 40.
No, I think of senior, though, as not old. Senior is wisdom. You're seniors of the Catholic community.
It's definitely, though, a state of mind, because, like you said earlier, some people identify with it a little bit better than others.
Yeah.
And I just think it is how you feel, you know, and there's so many active seniors and the lifestyle, and basically the baby boomer generation, that's who's embracing this.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of them. Hey, I want to invite our listeners right now to jump into this conversation. You get a gist of where we're going with this. If you're a Catholic senior and you have some input for this fabulous new website that they're launching called CatholicSeniors.com, and believe me, it's a stellar website that's in the making here and that's about to get launched. Maybe you have some contributions you'd like to make to this conversation about what you'd like to see, what resources you'd like to have made available to you as a Catholic senior. So give us a call. The number is 714-282-6034. That's 714-282-6034. We're talking with David and Trish Navarez about their new website, CatholicSeniors.com. Whose idea was it? Trish, yours or David's?
It was David's originally, yes.
Yeah, I think what happened when I started the other websites a long time ago.
CatholicSingles.com.
Yeah. I had always sort of thought, well, you know, what's a good piggyback site to this? I mean, people are going to get older, obviously. If they get married or stay single or whatever it is, we're all going to age.
Yeah.
And I just saw a lot of people that were interested in this as I worked on the other sites over the years. And we had lots of seniors that were using the dating sites.
Now, this is not a dating site,
No, it isn't.
Let's clarify that.
Right. It's basically a lifestyle magazine type of site that's going to be a good resource, hopefully, for everybody in that age bracket that identifies with it and that wants to learn more about their faith. And it's just not a faith site exclusively, because we're going to have articles about health and wellness. We're bringing in someone to do movie reviews and all kinds of things that we hope that will be attractive to that age group. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the first things that you thought of that you wanted to build into this site? I mean, you thought, okay, Catholic seniors need a website. First of all, we got to do this, this, and this.
The first thing I think we thought of is there's a lot of amazing sites out there. And we did some focus groups with some seniors from different parishes that were internet savvy, would go on and do research. And what we found is when we mentioned some of these other sites, they didn't know about them, and they're fantastic resources and websites. And we thought, wow, well, this is something we want to incorporate. So we kind of want to partner with all those great companies out there and organizations and other informational sites and bring it under one roof. We kind of want to make it a community for all the different Catholic resources that are available. And like you said earlier, when you started the show, once you start to get in your 50s and older, you become more connected with your faith. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important. And so instead of having to go and Google 100 different things, come to our site and we're going to hit almost every topic you could think of, mm-hmm. Between lifestyles, health and wellness, entertainment, travel, faith, religion, mass times, events. We really want to make this a national community calendar. If you're traveling and you can look on it, oh my gosh, there's a church fair over at this parish today. David has an idea to work with the diocese so they can upload their information and events. And that's, if you're listening to us, we're going to be reaching out to all the dioceses to be able to contribute so we can spread it to the masses.
Is there any kind of a chatting capability so people can chat online there?
No, not right now. I think what we wanted to do, we want to create the community aspect of it and focus on the resources and that kind of thing. If it gets to the point where people really start asking for that, I'm certainly going to provide it. But I think some experiences I had in the past with other sites that we've developed and worked on and just have used, mm-hmm. that chatting per se might not be the way for us to focus just yet. Well, because I know other sites, message boards, we're going to have lots of comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just like you go on a Yelp site, yeah. or some other sites where you can post your feedback or whatever. So that's going to be incorporated. That's already live, I think, with some of our blogs that we already have online. And then, like she said, we're going to encourage people to get involved and contact us. If there's somebody out there that's an expert in finance or a specific type of wellness or ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, there's things that we haven't maybe thought of. Mm-hmm. When we did the focus group, there were a lot of things that came up that we weren't necessarily going to incorporate, and some things that, you know, we thought were great and we said, no, we're not going to do that. So it's going to be evolving. I mean, I think my biggest pet peeve is that you have a site that doesn't keep evolving and changing.
And that's why I know you have been deliberately kind of waiting to launch this site until you really have the menu in place and people can get an idea of how extensive it is. By the way, listeners, if you have a comment, maybe you have some contribution you'd like to make to this discussion of their website for Catholic seniors, give us a call. I know I have plenty of senior listeners out there, so let us know what you'd like to see, what needs you'd like to have nourished and addressed in your life through this kind of an online resource. The number is 714-282-6034. That's 714-282-6034. Usually David and Trish Navarez are here setting Catholic singles up. But today we've got a whole new emphasis, and it's on kind of lifting up the life of Catholic seniors. You know, you talk about having this focus group and the whole idea that this is an online resource. Is this age group finally comfortable with technology? I mean, I know my mother's generation is... That's a really tough sell.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. There was a long learning curve. But I think when we focus, especially on the baby boomer generation, they're well into the technology. They have iPhones and, you know, the Galaxy phones and everything, and they use iPads and all that stuff. So they're way up there. I don't think the idea that they are afraid of the technology really is an issue anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's a plus for us. And we learned that when we sat down with them. So,
well, what was the biggest surprise you learned in the focus groups, Trish?
Oh, gosh. Well, the biggest surprise was them that they didn't know about these other sites yet.
What other sites are you talking about?
I kind of don't want to name them.
Or, like,
name
what kinds
them,
of things but, do they offer? Are they lifestyle ones like yours?
There's no real lifestyle.
Yeah,
there's
unique.
Even shopping sites, or if there were sites that... have resources to find mass times and things like that.
Yeah,
they're
okay.
Like, oh, we didn't even know, you know?
Well, you know, yeah, some sites have a better word of mouth than others. But yeah, in general, I don't know what it is about. I mean, well, clearly, you know, when you talk about niche sites, I mean, there's going to be a smaller population that knows about them. And I think what it was is that just, you know, you hear about Yahoo and Google and all the big sites, and people just kind of
Reddit,
go there.
Reddit. My son works for Reddit, so I have to put
and Reddit.
On.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And the age group that goes there, you know, either they know about it or they don't. They weren't really getting enough I don't want to say publicity, but they were just not in front of them mm-hmm. enough. So the challenge with any website is when you go and you do a search for a topic that, you know, that those things come up.
You know what was interesting that they said? We were talking about the conference that's held here in Anaheim, and there's around, and none of them knew about that. And we
for Catholic seniors?
Yeah.
No. We were talking about like the Religious Ed Congress.
Oh,
for
the
example,
Religious Ed Congress,
which is huge. I mean, there's like 40,000 plus people to show up.
Exactly. And when we told them about it, and that it doesn't necessarily just mean for people in education, you could go there. It was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know something like that existed. I would love to go to something like that.
Yeah.
And so what we hope to do is bring these various conferences that are happening around the country by different people, that particular conference. There's other ones. Knights of Columbus holds one, you know, just kind of bringing
I think that's
them to the
cool.
forefront.
You know, it's interesting. One of the dimensions of, I talked about how as you get to be, you know, more mature in age, you're more, you have a richer relationship with your faith. Mm-hmm. I also think you're less self-conscious about having faith. I think as people get older, they're like, yeah, I'm Catholic and, you know, that's who I am. So it's one of those things where you're very comfortable identifying with Catholics. And maybe this is one of the genius aspects of your website is that people, they want to be hanging out with other Catholics, you know?
Yeah, I saw a statistic earlier that, and again, I'm relating back to the baby boomers, but they were very comfortable with that. And maybe the largest segment that did. So, yeah, they want to know about it. They want to see more activity, whether it's online or in person. So, yeah, and kind of talking about what Trish said, these folks that we mentioned about the Congress here, for example, mm-hmm. were thrilled. They wanted to go.
Yeah. They wanted to go.
And they just hadn't heard about it. And it's been going on for, you know, I don't know how many years. So, I mean, we're ready to get a bus
75.
Together.
Yeah, we're going to do a trip.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, out of Las Vegas, because that's where you guys are based.
Yeah, we're based there. But, and that's, you know, so the events that are around the country that people would love to visit. And seniors, you know, depending on where they're at, might have a little bit more time to travel and that kind of thing. So
a little more disposable time.
So,
hey, David and Trish Navarez are going to stay with us through the break so we can continue this conversation about a very growing and dynamic segment of the Catholic population, seniors, and how their new website, CatholicSeniors.com, will offer a tremendous array of enrichment and resources to this audience. Now, I know you have some comments to make. We've got a few callers on the line here, but if you'd like to join this conversation, you have some perspective as a Catholic senior, give us a call. The number is 714-282-6034. Don't be shy, because David and Trish, at this point, especially in their enterprise, are really welcoming some of your really, really sage input. So give us a call, 714-282-6034. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mary in Iowa. I'm Peggy Normandin, and you're listening to Call Me Catholic on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Check out EWTN's official YouTube channel.
Just follow the link on our homepage at EWTN.com or go to YouTube.com/EWTN.
Watch EWTN's live shows or today's homily from the Daily Mass.
Click the upload button to see our most recent clips.
You can also find all of EWTN YouTube content by clicking the playlist button.
It's all on the official EWTN YouTube channel at YouTube.com/EWTN.
Visit today.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
No Catholic can support abortion, and that Catholics are responsible to take serious action against legalized abortion.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
On fire for EWTN? Get Amazon Fire TV. All you need is a high-speed internet connection, a TV, and the Amazon Fire TV player. Never miss any of your favorite EWTN television or radio programs again.
One Midwestern state lawmaker says it's not just young people who need to be disciplined for bullying, especially online. I'm Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection with another Media Minute here on EWTN. Legislation to make cyberbullying a crime in Michigan is advancing in the state Senate there. Representative Peter Lucido of suburban Detroit sponsoring two measures that were unanimously approved recently by the Senate Judiciary Committee.
We're talking about not only adolescents, but adults. They can cross the line in either social media, they can cross the line on text messaging, anything to do that they don't do face-to-face.
The representative notes that the state does not have any laws addressing what has become a growing problem, he says, in schools and in workplaces. Lucido's bills would define cyberbullying as any message posted with a clear intent to communicate fear of bodily harm or death. I'm Teresa Tomeo with another Media Minute here on EWTN.
Celebrating, exploring, and restoring our Catholic identity. This is Call Me Catholic with Peggy Normanton.
Hi, kids. Welcome back to Call Me Catholic. I'm Peggy Normanton. And, you know, it is baseball season. And, Jimmy G, you remember the great, legendary Satchel Paige, right?
I sure do.
Okay, he played well into his 60s. He was a senior. And he once asked this question, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you was? Don't you think that's a good
The great
question?
Satchel Paige.
He was kind of like Yogi Berra. He had a lot of good quotable little excerpts, little sound bites that he gave us. It's true, though. Sometimes I think I must still be 7 years old because I have such an immature way of processing information or surroundings or situations. And yet sometimes I also feel very old and sage. Age is certainly a state of mind. But it is also a way we mark the different chapters of our life as we journey together toward that destination where we will live forever young with the angels and saints in heaven. I saw a cute birthday card yesterday, and it said, I don't call them decades. I call them my collected works.
Ah.
Hey, our guests today have made a recent study of aging in the Catholic Church, and that led them to develop a most excellent new online resource for Catholic seniors, and it is called, very originally, CatholicSeniors.com, right to the point. David and Trish Navarez have been sharing some of the terrific features of their new website that's about to launch, CatholicSeniors.com. And you might remember that David and Trish were also the brains behind CatholicSingles.com. So they've been giving us some really interesting preview announcements about their site. Dave, I want you to first address this question that came through one of our Facebook watchers, okay. Anne. And she wonders, she's wondering about finances as a single senior who is struggling. Now, would that kind of a profile be able to go on to CatholicSeniors.com and say, hey, this, maybe I can find some counsel in this tab?
Yeah. And what we're going to encourage people to do is to write in questions and things like that so we can post on the website. And we're going to be reaching out to people with this kind of expertise because there's, you know, I mean, there's a multitude of things like living wills, trusts.
Yeah, right.
Whole life insurance, all kinds of things that are pertinent in this discussion. So
what you can leave to the church.
Yeah.
But you know, this particular woman, and my heart goes out to her because I do think as a senior and you're a single senior and you are struggling with finances, that's a really tricky thing because, yeah. You know, it's your resources for making money are more limited.
Yes. And we're going to try and do a job board as well and get things that will help seniors in case they're looking for work. Also, what we'd like to do, and some will be within the confines of the Catholic community as well, we're trying to get those people to come and give us their listings for the jobs.
Yeah, and we'll have, hopefully we'll have volunteer opportunities as well and those kind of things, you know,
lots
because whether
volunteer.
You need to make an income, another income or not,
right.
there's a lot of ways to contribute and whether,
you know, and even babies, I think seniors make great babysitters and nannies, mm-hmm. too.
I mean, absolutely.
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
And the help out there, we were just saying, I'm not sure what this going through this particular listener, but, you know, I had a friend who was in the hospital and had trouble paying some of her hospital bills, and she reached out to one of the Catholic organizations out there that ended up helping her.
Oh,
so we're trying to bring all that to the forefront. And once again, this is, we're building it, we're starting, we're looking for you, we're making this for you. It takes a village. So please, we welcome your input.
And there's absolutely an opportunity for everybody to contribute. At the bottom of the website, there's an email address, info@CatholicSeniors.com. They can click on that and send us a message. If you're particularly interested in a topic and you've got some expertise, we'd love to hear from you and work on that. We've already been in touch with a few people like in the finance sector and that thing, so we're working on some of those, but we could always use more people and more ideas. So
and you brought up a really excellent question, and thank you for posting it on our live Facebook feed, because I think that's a really deep penetrating concern for seniors in certain profiles, certain circumstances. So Anne, we wish you the best of good luck with your pursuit of some financial support and some financial direction, and I hope CatholicSeniors.com can offer you some direction in that area. Now we're going to go to Mary in Iowa, who has a question for us. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Call Me Catholic.
Oh, thank you so much, Peggy. This weekend, I was asked by a young lady who's doing some research for her master's degree, and she said one of her projects was to interview elders and ask them what the, if they were to give advice or what is the, an important part of their life or what would I say. And what came to mind was the first question in the Baltimore Catechism, why did God made me? And what I immediately said to her was to know, love, and serve the Lord. And I'm 83, and I feel I'm still too ornery. I'm not, the good Lord isn't done with me yet, but I look forward to going home. You know, I have no fear about the end of my life, but I'm thinking, Lord, what is it? There's so many needs in the world today. I was thinking in terms of this wonderful new organization, Prayer Support, and the power of prayer, our prayers for the needs of the world. Like, there's so many political things that we can't do anything about or feel that we can't, but I can pray for those in positions of responsibility and authority. And, you know, especially in this day and age, sadly, when I know three of my four children have no children. And with fewer children in families, we're more and more dependent on each other. But sometimes I'm at loss. If I could just mention one organization, and then I'm busy now, so I'm going to listen to the responses. But I came across an organization called Days for Girls International. I'm a retired registered nurse, and this never would have occurred to me. But what it is volunteer groups around the world that make menstrual packs for young girls in indigenous countries, because one, you know, education is such an important breakthrough to poverty. And when in many circumstances in remote villages, for instance, where there's a limited health care, et cetera, and a young girl has her first periods and they don't know what's happening and they're ostracized, they miss school, they drop out of school, they become child brides, die in early childbirth, I've even heard. But these packs are made by volunteer groups that last 3 years with reusable materials, with soap for hygiene, with diagrams and explanations. And it's just...
Takes the fear out. Knowledge erases the fear, right.
Yes. So whatever ideas for service such as this, or how to reach our legislators, write a letter to the editor, pray about a concern if we don't know what else to do, or share, you know, whatever.
Wow, so, Mary, beautiful.
Those are my thoughts.
Thank you, and thank you for your great service and your joyful, joyful attitude. I think you represent the new voice of 82. I think that's what you said you were. Lots of energy and lots of generosity of spirit. Thank you, Mary. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
David, Trish, do you have kind of a prayer consortium resource?
Yeah, and that's open today as well. So we have a prayer intentions board where you can list your prayers, and we'll all pray for you. Hopefully the community will see these and in turn pray for that intention. And, yeah, you can post pretty much anything right now.
And I love hearing what she said about bringing to the forefront this wonderful volunteer opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's something... if, you know, people make us aware of, we would love to be able to put that under our volunteer opportunities.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think a sense of purpose, a sense of usefulness is something that we need at all stages of life.
Absolutely.
And I think it is easier as you get older to have this sense of detachment, like I don't serve any purpose anymore. And yet there are so many fantastic and really important volunteer opportunities out there that people can do with even with great disabilities or confinement.
Right.
You know, you just, I was just reading the news before we came here and say a prayer. I guess there's three young people who were video bloggers who just lost their lives over a waterfall in Canada. Right. And I was reading about what one of them had stated just a while back, that he finally found his purpose in life. And his advice to everybody is, once you find your purpose, everything else is easier. Mm-hmm. All your decisions and are so much easier once you know what it is you want to do and what you're here for. Mm-hmm. And
Mary,
just came to mind.
And as Mary pointed out, I think as you advance in decades, you realize that really your purpose is to know, love, and serve God in this world so we can be with him in the next. And that kind of informs you about where you should be spending your activities and your disposable time, too.
Yeah, because that's going to change over time. I mean, you may be working 9 to 5 for 20, 30, 40 years, and all of a sudden you have a lot of free time on your hands. So hopefully, you know, some of the volunteer opportunities and part-time jobs or anything that we can find, you know, we can present that.
But truly, a lot of people don't retire very early. They don't. I went to a funeral yesterday. This is absolutely true. I went to a funeral of an 87-year-old woman who was this beautiful woman who volunteered a great deal in our parish. She was very involved with the RCIA program. I always assumed she was retired. I didn't know her well, but I enjoyed her company, and she was always a bright light and brought a lot of spirit and joy to any room. Turns out she died at 87. God rest her soul, Ellie Koresh. She retired from the aerospace industry a year and a half ago. She was quite literally a rocket scientist, and I never knew that.
Wow.
She was one of the senior programmers at a big aerospace industry company, and she programmed rockets that, you know, were earmarked for destinations.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, you who knew? And yet, you know, it was easy to sort of make assumptions about her. She's an older woman and she's volunteering at church, and therefore this is her whole life. Well, no, she found time to do this volunteering. So, you know, the age of senior citizens, what a senior citizen looks like is really changing.
Very different.
You know, Jean from Cleveland is with us now, and she has a very important question that I think you guys will be able to address. Hi, Jean. Welcome to Call Me Catholic.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call. It's not really a question,
okay,
but it's a matter of, you know, mental health. Mm-hmm. And ironically, the senior citizen age is a very, very good time to take up a musical instrument.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Or to go back to an instrument, you know, that you hadn't played in years. I just retired from my government job on December 31st last year, and I was a music major, played, you know, trumpet and guitar, but I never played classical guitar, and I really like it. So now that I'm retired, I'm studying classical guitar. And they have found, a couple of music therapists up in Michigan found that when they worked with seniors, you know, even the physical health was positively affected. Their blood pressure was lowered.
Yeah.
Okay, Jean, my question for you, though, is it harder? I know that it's easier to learn foreign languages when you're young. Your brain is more reticent. I mean, is more can absorb that knowledge and adapt to it easier. What about learning a musical instrument? Is that more challenging for a senior citizen, or is it easier?
Oh, boy, that's a good question, because I had been a music major and had played. I started out on piano and played trumpet and guitar, you know, in the past. I would say it's the classical guitar. It's kind of a different way of playing and learning, you know, maybe getting rid of some bad habits. I suppose in some way it's a little bit more difficult, but.
But you're probably more patient with yourself than you were when you were 13 or something, you know, and your parents were telling you to do it.
In some ways, yeah, but always being a musician, I find that, oh, darn, this performance is not the way I wanted it to be. At least it's not like I have to do it to get a degree or anything like that.
Right. Well, there you go. Exactly. You're not proving anything through it. You're just doing it for your enjoyment.
No, but I love the Spanish and flamenco guitar. I'll probably never really be able to get to play very much of it, you know, because I'm 68, going to be 68 in a couple of days. But, you know, still.
Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing up the idea of learning a musical instrument's relationship with mental health. That's an excellent point.
And those will be great blogs that we'll probably incorporate.
Yeah, music therapy is huge. I mean, we saw that documentary not too long ago about how much it helped people, especially people advanced in years, and they were feeling younger and all kinds of things. So, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you guys something, because I want to segue into another little chat. Are you offering any travel opportunities for your seniors that go on to CatholicSeniors.com?
Yeah, we just set up a trip to Italy next year in March.
Okay. Well, let me just say before we get into that, as we get older, it's obviously we have time to pursue those little trips that we put off due to our family or job constraints. So here's one trip I think our listeners should consider taking, a pilgrimage to EWTN.
Okay, I already thought about it. We talked
We usually think of pilgrimages as being in exotic places and kind of overseas.
Absolutely.
But this pilgrimage is right here in the USA, in Alabama. And you should really consider making this pilgrimage with some of your church friends or some of your family members to Mother Angelica's famed Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hanceville, Alabama. You can visit her final resting place, a very holy place. You can pray and tour the magnificent church she built there to honor Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. Beautiful grounds. And of course, Trish, you can appreciate this. A great gift shop.
Yes.
We love that. It's a beautiful, holy place and so unique, set there in the charming and kind of isolated rural Hanceville, Alabama. And then part of your pilgrimage would also include a trip to the EWTN headquarters, which is kind of exciting. It's just an hour away from Irondale. You can be a part of a live studio audience with one of your favorite shows, maybe Father Mitch's show. You can experience behind the scenes of all EWTN's television programming. It's total state-of-the-art facility, so it's like visiting a big, you know, major network studio. And there's plenty of time for prayer. So if you loved Mother Angelica and her EWTN network, then this is a pilgrimage you should plan, and it's very manageable. In fact, EWTN will help you put it all together for your group. Go to EWTN.com/pilgrimage, or you can send them an email to pilgrimages@EWTN.com. Are you signing up, Jimmy G?
I remember when I went to Alabama, I got a University of Alabama t-shirt.
Did you?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I was dying to hear that piece of information.
I got there and I got the t-shirt.
I got to sit in Mother Angelica's chair, and that was at her desk.
In her desk?
When we went there. Yeah.
Was that in the studio or at the monastery?
She did that. I forget.
No, it was over at the studios.
Her desk.
So that was her boss chair.
That's what I was told. Yeah. I was told, and I was just like, oh, touching it and just feeling it.
No, then that's a great idea. That was one of the things we were considering when there was a company that approached us about doing this one that we're doing in Italy next year. And my big thing was, you know, we'd also like to see things locally in the States and North America, that kind of thing. Because a lot of the, you know, EWTN, there's other places where seniors are going to want to go. Everybody wants to travel outside the country at this point either,
is, you know, I think that would be a cool annual thing you guys could do. Because there's two dimensions to this. There's the very spiritual aspect. Going into her shrine is so stunning. I mean, it's got this huge monstrance. I mean, it's quite breathtaking. So that's the reverent spiritual, you know, inward aspect of it. But then you've got the kind of exciting show business aspect of the studio.
Oh yeah, it was a wonderful experience, and
I
talk about a faith pilgrimage in the States. Yeah. I mean, that was one of the highlights, I think.
Yeah, cool. So tell us about the pilgrimage you will be organizing and offering to Italy.
We are working with Regina Tours, and they're if anybody's interested, we have a link on our website. They're accessible through 1-800-CATHOLIC. That's their phone number. And they're going to be managing the trip and sending people to, I think it's Assisi, Florence, and Rome next March. I want to say it's the 15th. But all the details are on the website, and it'll link to their page as well. So if you're interested,
CatholicSeniors.com.
We'd welcome you to check that out with us.
Yes, we'll be going. We'll make it fun. We're, you know, also having a priest come along with us. We don't know who yet, but yes.
Yeah, we have a couple ideas, but anyway.
All in the works.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Well, you know, here's another idea that I would have for your website. Maybe you've already done this because I know you've done so much research. But I think sometimes we get to stages in our life, and I think being a senior would be one of those, where you think, I don't know what I am. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know. So if you were to have like a questionnaire, maybe have somebody that's really knowledgeable, maybe a psychologist or a life coach kind of counselor, could give them a questionnaire to fill out so they could discover some things about themselves that they didn't know.
Oh, that's a wonderful.
I like that.
You like that?
I like that a lot. And we are going to also, we're doing our research now. We look, there's a lot throughout our lives, whether it's just marriage, family counseling, bereavement, and we want to look at a healthcare professional that takes into consideration our faith as well when we get counseled. And there are many faith-based Catholic counselors there around the country, and we're looking for them and finding them, and we want to have them in our vendor, you know, resource list for people to look. So if they come to the site and if they need that, and we want blogs and take your questions and get them answered by somebody.
Well, I would imagine you guys will have big presence at the LA Rec next year,
next
right?
Next year, yes.
Yeah, big booth for CatholicSeniors.com. Yes. What has been the biggest challenge for you guys in building this site? Because it's very ambitious. What you're trying to do is the Catholic Church in America is big.
Exactly.
And this is the biggest segment of the population of Catholics in the country is this segment you're addressing, Catholic seniors.
I think it's really just connecting everybody and trying to get the resources from other dioceses, to know about what we're doing and to try to help them disseminate and advertise, you know, what's going on. So I think as we develop this and we get into it in a few years, hopefully the goal is so that people will be able to go here and hear about something in Alabama versus Oregon and California and that kind of thing.
So you'll be able to tap into regional.
And just connect everybody, because it really, the idea is community. We talked about that earlier, and that's really what it is. Because over the years, I've just seen this. I thought I was getting
nice
a nudge.
No, you were getting a nudge.
I'm seeing the cues. I crossed my legs and I kicked my husband by accident.
Connecting
everybody,
nice.
You know.
You've only been married since 2011. That's
we're coming up on 7 years. Woohoo! Lucky seven.
Hard to believe.
But we also designed the site with the visual aspect involved, too. You know, when we asked everybody, you know, what do you think, what we could do better, you know, we want it user-friendly. We're all coming into the digital age. And as we get older, you know, we're going to be using more of these sites. So we kind of, this is something David and I will be able to be working on.
And use.
Use till the end. So we're like, this was a great idea for us to be able to get behind, because it's something now we're passionate.
Very relevant. I mean, it's extremely relevant. The one thing that I think is kind of interesting, though, is that I think the world knows, the commercial world knows that this is a big market, a consumer market. Mm-hmm. But they tend to try to make seniors look like teenagers. You know, they're out riding their bikes. They're out. And really, we're not that either. I mean, you know, they're not that. There's a combination of mellowness and youth that's important to kind of hit that right mark, so you don't think, I'm not that person. You know, I'm not skydiving with my husband.
That was the first thing I thought of right there.
Jumping
out of planes at 70, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, no,
some people are, obviously, but,
But that's not the picture.
Exactly.
You know, that doesn't relate to everybody.
Yeah, it's not the majority of it.
And we want it to be fun. And, you know, you could be listening and streaming shows as you're searching for other things on the site as well. And one of the things the focus group said, we want jokes. So I'm like,
really?
And then they went and started telling us their best Catholic jokes. So we're like, okay, we're gonna get jokes.
So
you know,
they want conversation starters.
They want some humor. Yeah, and that's going to be the challenge too. I mean, the largest thing is cultivating all the hot, you know, topics that they want to hear about, and skewing it to that audience, the you know, that age group. You know, we're not going to be necessarily, I mean, we're going to have some overlap, obviously, and younger people might want to check it out at some point and that kind of thing. But
advanced planning.
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking for
help, their parents too.
We're gonna
have resources for assisted
living
and all kinds of things that may be pertinent. Yeah.
All the different communities that are around. You're 55 and over. You know. How many Catholic churches are in the area. So what we're going to do is, you know, yes, anybody can go and use these, but also we'll say within that area of this particular place, this community, you have X amount of Catholic churches, or you have Catholic Charities is there. So we're just kind of combining a little bit of the faith into things
lifestyle.
That all of us, every senior, no matter what your faith is looking for as well.
And one thing that we're going to really focus on too is we're going to try to start identifying what I would call Catholic friendly things, like, you know, cemeteries and
Oh, okay.
Assisted living and,
there is
and
that.
Things. Well,
yes.
Yeah, just,
yeah, sure.
I mean, there was a resource that I looked up, and a lot of people were asking, well, how do we know if this has a Catholic section, or, mm-hmm. you know, are they going to be respectful of my faith if I go there?
Well, and questions about that, because I can see people saying, is it okay if I get cremated? Is it okay if I cremate my husband? Exactly.
Absolutely.
And is there there's a place where people can ask those kinds of questions mm-hmm. online.
Yeah, so we're going to touch on that stuff too.
And it's not sad. We talk about it now. And, you know, it's a gift. It's a gift to your family if you make your arrangements beforehand and all that. And it's nothing to get sad about.
No, but that is an area where people have a lot of questions, you know, you know, either for their parents or for their
and
their
it ties
own
into the whole financial planning thing, too. So,
yeah. Absolutely.
Right. So that's great. Well, it's going to launch when? Today?
Well, it's open
is
now.
Is today the grand opening?
It's open. Yes, it's open now.
Okay.
Like I said, though, it's going to keep evolving. We're going to start adding sections and filling out more and more. So, yeah, it's definitely there. And like I said, if anybody's out there interested and contributing in some fashion.
How do they reach you, David?
info@catholicseniors.com. There's a link at the bottom of the homepage. And you look around. If you have any comments or suggestions, we are wide open. So we'd love to hear from you.
Well, it is going to be a fabulous resource. I can tell you, I've seen its preliminary stages, and I think it's so comprehensive. And, you know, I think it's going to be a very important and valuable resource that I hope parishes will all post as a resource in their parish bulletin, too.
That'd be great.
So thanks, David and Trish Navarez. It's always fun to have you in the studio. You have so much energy. You have so much imagination. And you make a great contribution to our Catholic culture.
Well, thank you.
God
too,
bless
Peggy.
You and
we
keep up the great work. We love seeing him, don't we, Jimmy G?
You better believe it.
Come back
friends.
Again, and we'll certainly see you at the LA Religious Education Congress next February.
Yep.
Okay.
God, you're putting thumbs up.
God bless you, and God bless your ministry. Hey, we want you guys to tune in again next week, same day, same time, for more good news from our good faith. Until then, though, I just want to let you know one thing about me. I'm Peggy Normandin, but you can Call Me Catholic. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Call Me Catholic with Peggy Normandin, live from the Christ Cathedral campus in Garden Grove, California. Call Me Catholic is a co-production of EWTN Radio and Orange County Catholic Radio. Heard weekly on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.